Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode 283. We are going to do an updated Disney bucket list today.
My Disney bucket list is just to go.
I feel like on everybody's bucket list right now. We just want to get to Walt Disney World. But really, the only thing that's been getting us through this quarantine has been reading your messages, your emails, everyone can text us too.
Yep. 978-222-7383.
Your Instagram messages, just getting to connect with you guys has really been helpful. Digging through the history of Walt Disney. I know our previous episode was about the quotes of Walt Disney and story, which was really fun. And essentially just daydreaming about another trip.
Right.
A future trip. And this is actually the first time in a long time that we'll be planning a trip far ahead of time, like the old days.
I mean, you kind of have to do that nowadays.
But I think planning's half fun. I always say that. And I really feel like it is. And I know it sounds silly, but I feel like we were missing that for a while. Like, really missing planning out ahead of time, getting a countdown, getting the kids excited. Maybe it's sort of humbled us, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is the excitement to get your trip going is part of the trip itself.
Whether it's a year, 2 years, whatever away, I think that
6 years for a cruise.
Yeah, right. I think it's made us realize that there's so much we want to do, and definitely made us think or rethink what is important to our family. So we thought it'd be fun to discuss our updated bucket list, but it was actually a suggestion from our friend and supporter on Patreon, Brittany. So yeah. I want to thank you, Brittany, for the great idea.
By the way, we didn't do an episode on the feed last week, but we did do one inside Patreon. Sometimes we'll do that from time to time. We'll give an exclusive Patreon episode. We also do live shows in there. We do movie show nights. So join us in Patreon. It's $5. Support the show. Support the podcast.
Support the team.
Yeah, go to unlockingthemagic.com. There's a button there for Patreon. Join the Patreon group, and you get a lot of exclusive content inside that Facebook group as well.
We usually wait until the new year to do these types of episodes, bucket list episodes, but creating a bucket list of what we want to accomplish, whether it might be way down in the future or possibly our next trip, really has been our escape and our outlet, and I feel like it's just so much fun. So I want you guys to play along at home and create your own bucket list. And even if it's like a daydream, whatever, sometimes when you write these things down, they do come to fruition. So it's really just a fun outlet. And then, again, based on Brittany's idea of doing the show, we are going to discuss the things that were on our bucket list. We did like this big bucket list episode way back. It was 2016. We were total newbies. It was episode number 66, if you guys dare to listen, if you go back. And let's talk about the things that were on those lists as well later on the show and if we accomplished them and maybe even how we feel about them now.
Pretty sure I didn't do anything on my bucket list from 2016 looking at this list right here.
Well, we can save that for the end.
I've had a lot of time to do it too. I don't know what's taking me so long.
All right. Our updated bucket list or things we would love to do on our next trip. Here we go.
Okay. So this is updated for 2020.
Yes.
Got it.
Got it.
Hopefully, if you're listening to this in 20... So our first one was in 2016. That's when we did our first bucket list show.
Yeah.
All right. So it's been 4 years.
Like, we do these mini ones every year. Like I said, we usually do like a new year sort of goals episode. We even did one in 2020 where we were looking forward to riding the gondolas for the first time. True. Stuff like that. But this one I feel is fun to create now because we might think differently.
So if you're listening to this in 2024, if we're still doing the podcast in 2024, let's see if we've done any of these.
All right. My number one, and this one is my bucket list, but more now than ever before. And this is something I want to do for our next trip, actually.
Like the very next trip we go on.
Non-negotiable for me. Okay. Well, I guess price has to matter, but whatever. We got to figure it out. Right. I want to stay at the Polynesian Village Resort.
I'm with you.
I don't want to resort hop. And what I mean by resort hop is I don't want to, you know, stay one night at the Poly and then stay 5 nights somewhere else. I really want to try to make it work where we're staying consecutive nights at the Polynesian Village and really just get back to that vacation that I just remembered. Maybe reminisce when the kids were little and just kind of have that special moment again, because I really love all the resorts at Disney, but there's just something magical for us at the Polynesian Village.
It's like on the loop, and it's in the middle of the loop. It's really easy to get to. The one thing that does get me kind of excited about the Contemporary is the walk.
Oh, that's a good bucket list
to the
one.
Magic Kingdom. But yeah. I'm with you at the Polynesian. It's been a little bit since we've stayed there. We've stayed at a lot of different resorts over the last few years, and it'd be good to get back to the Polynesian for a second.
I think so too. Now that you talked about the Contemporary, it made me rethink it.
Yeah, the Contemporary would be nice, but I'm okay with the Polynesian.
Yeah, I really feel like we need to get back to our roots there and have that moment where we're sitting by the pool, having our lava smoothie, and just enjoying the atmosphere of the Polynesian.
It'd be good, because when we first the first time we kind of were there, the Polynesian is kind of where the podcast idea came from and why we started it. It'd be good to get back there 5 years later and be like, all right, in the last 5 years, since that moment, this is what we've done.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, next one.
But nothing on my bucket list I did.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry. Next one. Finally do a Marcelino Magic tour with the kids. I remember I talked about this a long time ago, and it was always on my list of things I wanted to do. And I find that every time we've gone to Walt Disney World, I've always, of course, wanted to do it, but either our kids were too young at the time, or I just felt guilty going off on my own. And now that they're older and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I used to say that I wanted to do it alone just to do it, but I think now is the perfect age for our kids. They're finally all old enough, and I think they really would enjoy it because they really do. I know our youngest especially loves the history of Walt Disney, and it would be great for her to hear it from someone else other than us. It seems like she enjoys it better when she hears it from anyone but her parents.
I'm going to have to do a little research on that tour. I'm not sold on the tours yet.
Really?
Yeah, I think they, like, you are the type of person who loves tours. I don't know if I would be... I don't know. This is maybe your bucket list item.
It's like, I think I would know what... Okay, let me rephrase that. I think I'm pretty much well-versed on the history of Walt Disney by now, and I think I will know everything they're talking about, so maybe there won't be a lot of things that surprise me during the tour. But I thought, factoring the kids in, it's like a history lesson for the kids, and it's not coming from mom and dad.
I guess that's true. If you put it that way, I think that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, I'm more doing it for them too, because I feel like they do listen to the show sometimes. They hear us talking about it, but they really, it's different when it's coming from your mom and dad. I remember being that age and not wanting to listen to my parents.
Yeah, nobody listens to their parents when they're teenagers.
Kids,
for sure.
Kids, you should listen to your parents, but they're, I get, not gonna. All right.
They Moving should, on. Though, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that that's definitely, even, again, this is a bucket, our updated bucket list show, but that one I think is also part of what I really want to do on our next trip. So this isn't too far out in the future, I believe.
So you want to stay at the Polynesian. You want to do a tour. Mm-hmm. This sounds like an expensive trip.
I think those two things, non-negotiable. We need some
sponsors. Any sponsors out there want to help us out with this?
Help us out.
Text us, 978-222-7383. Connie's putting an expensive trip together. We need some help.
All right, I need to slow my roll a little bit. All right, next one is, I really want to do a meetup. I want to meet all of you. We had done this years ago, a small kind of scale meetup where we met a few people at a time. But I think it would be really fun to somehow just see everybody and just kind of collaborate together. And you guys have become my friends, and I want that energy. And I feel like even if it's just like a meetup and grab an ice cream at a resort or whatever, it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Bruce, your face. You nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm fascinated by the fact that who would want to meet us?
I know. Well, I know that.
Like, we're going to, it just seems so strange to me to have a podcast and be like, let's do a meetup.
You mean like you don't want to take people's time away from their vacation?
Who wants to meet us?
I know, it's true. But I want to meet them. So can we make that happen?
I mean, can somebody else set it up? And then I won't feel as strange. I feel like it's weird when we set up our own meetup.
Oh, like we're bragging. Like, come meet us.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to meet us.
Yeah, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean like, let's do a meetup.
Somebody else set up a meetup and invite us.
I think Kevin was trying to do that.
That would be something I would go to.
Our friend Kevin. Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to be like, let's do a meetup. Come meet Bruce and Connie. Who wants to do that?
You're going to be greatly disappointed.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to waste my vacation going to meet Bruce and Connie.
Right.
Get out of here.
Get out. Get out. All right. Well, now when you put it that way.
But I do enjoy, more than you, surprisingly, mm-hmm. meeting.
Listen, it has to do with humidity and makeup. I'm going to be prepared.
More than you. I'm saying that right now. I do enjoy bumping into to people who listen to the podcast at the park.
I enjoy it. I told you 100 times when I'm not expecting it and I'm melted face, Connie. It's bad news.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do enjoy that. The meetup part, not so sure about.
Okay. Well, next one is attend a Dapper Day. I think this one has always been on my bucket list. I don't even know if I've announced it anywhere else, or I definitely didn't talk about it in episode 66. But
does attend a Dapper Day mean I have to dress up like that?
Yeah, but I feel like I could get away with it where you don't even realize it.
All right. I'm down if I don't have to dress up like anything.
Like, you're not a character. You're just dressing up fancy. It's like Disneyland old school kind of day. No?
No.
I think I would want to do it at Disneyland, actually, now that I see
yes, Disneyland,
about it.
I'm down.
Mainly because the park is a lot smaller and a lot more doable. And I actually, this is like a good point about how to incorporate Disney bounding, too. Like, Dapper Day is different than Disney bounding, but it just made me think about it and how very little I see people in Walt Disney World dress up or even do a Disney bound. It's because it's so hot.
It's more humid in Disney World than land. Disneyland is hot, but it's drier. You don't sweat like you ran a marathon all day after 20 minutes of being in the park.
And you can navigate that park easily without feeling like you have to rush. Whereas Walt Disney World, there are times where even me, you know, it's a walk from Tomorrowland to Fantasyland. Like, it's right next to each other, but it feels like a hike. Yes. So if you're in an outfit that, you know, you don't want
to. It's like us. We live in a town where if we have to drive more than 5 minutes, I'm not going there. That's like when you're in Disney World and you're at Big Thunder Mountain and you got fast passes to Space Mountain. It seems so far.
So far, especially when you're fancy dressed. Yeah. Right. Even though I do promote that as much as possible.
So I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on this.
Okay.
I don't really want to dress up. So you're going to have to kind of put my outfit out. What's not like a. Not
you're
looking
be
like
a
I'm dressing
dapper
up.
Dapper downer.
Just, I don't want to dress up.
All right.
So we'll have to figure that part out. But I'm down on Disneyland.
My next one is visit the Walt Disney Studio and actually do a tour of the Walt Disney Studios. We've driven by multiple times. We have not been able to get inside.
We've been those awkward people that just stop the car and pull over and just get outside and stand at the gate and just kind of look in.
I wonder how many people do that, or if we're just the only ones.
I mean, we're the only ones when we go. So apparently there's not that many people who do that.
You know what? Now that you said that, you're right. Like, there's nobody ever lurking around.
We've been 3 or 4 times just kind of doing that and never seen anybody.
We're Walt Disney Studio lurkers.
They're like, oh my God, those people are back again. What do we do? Every year they come here and they just stand at the gate and stare.
Maybe they'll feel bad for us. You know, at some point they'll be like, you know what? These are the ultimate fans. They're actually testing us.
Maybe we should leave a note. Be like, you know what? Here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's why we awkwardly stare at the gate. Do you mind if maybe next time we come in?
Yeah, please.
You know? We're not harmful.
No.
We mean well.
Give you a Unlocking the Magic t-shirt.
If you let us in, we won't come back again.
Yeah, promise. We'll be done.
Yeah.
Okay, this one has something similar to do it, but I wanted to, I feel like this is on my bucket list, not yours, but I want to get on set of a Disney Channel show or movie while filming.
I absolutely do not. You're right. This isn't on my list.
This is my
I'm pretty sure dream. I didn't have anything to do with this bucket list, by the way.
I know. I created it. I just added your name on top.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I really want to see a filming of a movie. I've actually seen a filming of a Disney Hallmark movie that they're called. It's like a Hallmark network. It's affiliated with Disney. I've seen that. And that's so fun. But actually seeing a Disney maybe show, like a Disney Channel show where our kids love that, you know, a show that it makes me even more excited.
Like being part of the show as an actor or extra?
I mean.
Or would you want to just be in the studio audience?
I'll take anything. I'll sweep the floor. Okay. I just want to be in the room while they're filming. I'll
do anything. It's kind of like me with the Kona Cafe, right? Like if I get free Tonga toast, I'll sweep the floor.
Yeah.
I'll cook it.
You know?
I'll help you out.
I am not asking for a whole lot.
That's you.
But, you know, anything would be great bonus. And I love, again, I'm all about the energy. Things in 2020 have made me realize that I really love being around other people. I really love creativity. I love the energy that people get when they're collaborating. And it's just so fun to watch. And that's something I really want to do at some point.
I want to do the complete opposite of that.
Yes. We know that.
So that's good.
Yeah.
At least we know what we want.
Yeah. The next one is... I think I do want to do a Run Disney, but I want to do it for like a charity. Like I want to be able to use the run Disney, because I know myself, it's going to go horribly wrong, the actual running part.
Why?
Just because I'm really out of shape now. Mm. But I do want to, I think it, by doing it and involving some kind of charity, I think it will really motivate me to really do it. And,
yes.
You know, make it fun.
I will do it if under certain circumstances.
Okay.
Number one, I'm not dressing up.
Yeah, no tutus.
Okay. And then we'll have to get a certain amount of people to do it with us.
Yeah. I think that will be fun.
Like, and then we'll all just walk together.
Yeah, we'll all just leisurely stroll through the Run Disney event.
I wanted to do a Run Disney before just because I thought it was fun. But then I saw the Run Disney happening when our last trip. And there's a whole lot of people running that Run Disney.
There's a lot, yeah.
Wow.
They look like they were having fun, though.
Not all of them.
No, some of them weren't.
Some of them didn't look like they were having that much fun, to be honest with you.
You gotta do it right. You gotta have your cooling towel. You gotta have a coffee in hand, nice iced coffee, and you just gotta walk.
It's like seeing people running down the street. 90% of the people you see run down the street look like they want to hurt themselves.
They definitely aren't like smiling.
No, it's like it's a struggle.
Yeah,
that would totally be me on the Run Disney.
Oh yeah,
like yeah. That's the one time in Disney where I would be miserable.
Yeah,
like get me through this race, please.
But again, you don't have to run. You can just participate. Take one for the team, participate, and it will be really a lot of fun to have it go towards something meaningful for, for someone that, like a charity.
All right, let's figure that out.
All right, next one, and I think this is the last one before we do a recap of our 2016.
All right, well, this is a lot of stuff on your bucket list.
It is, but this is the future down the line. I got to figure out how to make this happen. This is actually part of our 2016. I'm spoiler alert, but we've got to visit Aulani. We've got to make that happen. I know that it's really special for us in a lot of ways. It's, getting to Hawaii is, first of all, meaningful for our family for specific reasons. But, and while in Hawaii, do Disney.
Yeah, why not?
Money, right?
You might as well.
I need a lot of money.
No, listen, we need like 6 sponsors per episode.
All right.
Help us out here.
All right, let's recap our 2016 bucket list. It's hilarious. Episode number 66. We were so new.
I don't think 66, we were that new. We were a year into it at that point.
Have you listened to it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Was it bad?
It was pretty bad.
Oh, jeez.
Not that we're great now or anything. It's just I could hear kind of the awkwardness in my voice.
I feel like you're less afraid of me saying something now than you were back then.
Totally. I've definitely, it's been a little bit more.
Not that I'm saying anything bad, but it's just like,
It's a little more freeing where I.
For me as well.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, 66, we were about a year in, weren't we at that point?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't listen to any of them, but I'm certainly not going to go back and listen to that one.
You know what's hilarious about listening to episode 66 and thinking about the year 2016 was the fact that you and I guess, didn't love flying. So all the times we were going to Walt Disney World, we may have flown one or two times, but we really just didn't like the fact that we had to fly.
Well, I feel like we've flown so much in the last, my life.
Well, it's funny because some of these you're influenced by the fact that you don't have to fly.
And that's just exactly it. Like everybody's like, what's your favorite this or what's your favorite that? It totally changes based on what I'm going through at that time.
Yeah. I think that's what it makes this fun to kind of recap.
All right, let's recap.
Because we may change. Okay. This first one is visit the Walt Disney Family. This is actually from you. You had said, visit the Walt Disney Family Museum and Disneyland. You said, we love the backstory of Walt and the museum is the perfect place. But you wanted to do both because you were like, if I'm going to get on a plane and go all the way to California.
I didn't realize how far away Disneyland was from San Francisco. I mean, I knew that, but why didn't they make the Family Museum closer to the park?
I don't know.
I feel like I would visit it a whole lot more if that was the case.
I think it's funny looking back that while we still haven't gone to the Walt Disney Family Museum, we actually have been very fortunate to visit Disneyland multiple times. So
yes.
It's just interesting to hear your voice, like excitement, in your voice about just the possibility of going that far.
The favorite thing, I'm getting a little off topic here. Okay. My favorite thing I've done in the last 5 years of this podcast is go to Disneyland and Disney World within a week of each other.
Oh, yeah.
That was my number one thing I've done.
All right. That was a lot of fun. All right. What I said was on my bucket list was dine with an Imagineer.
Huh. Yeah.
You had said, why don't we just get a sandwich and invite him on the show?
We should. I said that?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
And I actually
smart
reading,
guy there.
And hearing that and reading, thinking about that is something I probably still want to do.
Wait. At that point, we didn't interview Marty Sklar or Rolly, did we?
I don't think so.
So why didn't we do that? Why didn't we just get a snack while we were talking to those guys on the podcast?
Because nobody wants to listen to us eat while we're on the podcast.
Well, you mute yourself.
My whole thing was I want to do it face-to-face. Like, I, again, am all about the energy of others in the room. This quarantine is really getting to me here.
I know. What's up with that?
Can't see anybody, really. But I really would love to hear what they have to say. And again, I think there's a difference between recording for the show, right, and doing it in person. Because in person, the likelihood of our kids being with us is very high.
Why couldn't we just record that for the show?
Listen, hear me out.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The likelihood of our kids being with us if we did it in person is very high, right? We're probably going to have the kids with us. And again, it's something that they can pick up and they can hear versus us recording with an Imagineer. Not that I'm not appreciative of it and not that I'm not completely proud and honored to have them been on the show, but our kids aren't going to listen to that episode.
If we make them, they will.
I mean, we can force
them. We'll just put it on in the car when we're driving and they'll have to.
That's a good idea.
What part of being around an Imagineer are you looking at? Like, what is it that you want to hear from them?
Just their story and how they got to where they were, but also how the kids hear it. Because I feel like our kids are at this age right now where they're trying to figure out their futures. And I want them to realize that anything is possible. Yes, I've handed them the book One Little Spark, and they've gazed through a few pages, but they haven't really taken it seriously to look, because again, it's coming from mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know? But if we were on vacation and we're like, oh, we have this, you know, Dine with Imagineer event, they're with us, they hear what they have to say, whether they're tuning it out or not, or pretending not to hear is one thing.
You know what we need to do?
Yeah.
We need to have some audio going when they're sleeping and like subconsciously they're listening to it.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll read them the book. All right, One Little Spark. We'll okay. Read it out loud, record it, and then like when they're sleeping, you just kind of play it subtly in the background so they wake up and they're like, you know what? I kind of want to be an Imagineer, I think. I had this weird dream last night. People were talking to me about being an Imagineer.
Can was we in do Disney that?
World.
Is that possible?
I mean, yeah, it's your kids. You can kind of do that, can't you?
I guess.
Does then it they're work, gonna though? They're gonna if it works, they're gonna and if they find out, they're gonna come into our room and be like, we want a new car.
Yeah, right.
It's really smart to buy your kids a car for Christmas. I think we should buy the kids a car for Christmas.
They're gonna reverse it.
I had a weird dream last night.
By the way, speaking of that book, it is a really great lighthearted read. It's one of my favorite books because it's so inspiring and what I love about it is really there's no one way of being an Imagineer. It's really about collaborating all different types of people and experiences. It's a great book. It's on our living room table.
And if you're like me, I read the book. It's one of those books, if you're like me and aren't really great at reading or enjoy it a ton. Like there's a lot of books on Walt Disney that people ask us for, and they're really dense books. This one's a light read.
Yeah, it's a light read. It's not very long or lengthy, and it gets to the point. It's fun. It's just a fun book. I love that book. All right, next one that you said.
You know what you should do? Oh. You should read that book for the podcast, and people can listen to it on audio version if they don't already have it.
I can do that?
Probably not, legally.
Oh.
I mean, you might be able to do chapters.
I just got really excited.
I mean, you could, I don't know, maybe we could do it inside of our Patreon group.
You just highlighted my third grade dream. I remember reading in class and I was like, I had two hands up because I couldn't wait to be the next one to read out loud. Like I was literally the only kid that was so excited.
Oh, I was the kid that totally dropped something on the floor when the teacher asked for hands up so that I could hide under my desk.
We all know.
Yeah, let's go. Next one.
Bruce, you said, I want to visit Aulani.
Well, we went over that already.
But you did say, we talked about, even on that show, I said, Bruce, you realize you need to fly to get there. And you said, by then, I'll be fine.
I am fine.
There you go.
Surprisingly, I'm fine.
So by then, we'll be fine. So Aulani is in the cards. The next one you said was, do a transatlantic Disney cruise.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about that one. That must have been subconscious. Someone read something to me when I was sleeping before that podcast.
You said a cruise where you don't have to fly. You just drive right to the boat and get on.
That was different. Now I'm okay with flying, so... And I've been on a cruise. I'm not sure I'd do that one again.
We talked about how how friends of ours have gone on a Disney cruise. This is back in 2016, and how they will never cruise any other ship other than Disney after their experiences. And so it was really fun to hear us kind of talk back and forth about cruising when we had no experience.
I do have to say, Disney cruising, I've never been on a different kind of cruise. So Disney's my only experience. But I do have to say, I can't imagine any kind of cruise being better than a Disney cruise.
There's not.
And just for me,
Yeah.
4 or 5 day cruise is probably my max.
Yeah.
But I would go again.
Yeah, just not a transatlantic one.
No way.
That's too long.
Too long.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, next one was me, and I said, I want to camp at the campsites at the Fort Wilderness Resort.
I wish this was a video podcast right now, because my face would be like, who is this person across from me?
Mainly because it was so inexpensive. I was reading the prices on camping, and it was so cheap to get there and have a tent.
Let's do it. I'll do it now. Let's go.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if
I'm doing it. Next time we go, I'm making us camp for 2 nights.
No, no, no.
Making it happen.
Gosh, no. Okay, next one you said.
I'll have the meet up there, so you have to go.
Oh, great. You said, I want to do a starlight safari tour where you get to do the behind the scenes at a tour at night.
Who is this guy on the pod? Is it me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. You said you wanted to do a starlight safari tour, that you love the safari so much.
I do love the safari.
You wanted a tour at night because you thought that, you know, it would be really cool to see things at night. And
of all the things that you could do at Disney, that's what was on my bucket list?
Yeah. Do you not agree with it anymore?
I don't know who that is.
You've changed. You're a changed man.
I am a changed man.
Well, that's me with the camp at the campsites. I'm like, who is that woman?
I know. I mean, listen, I want to do that. Don't get me wrong. It sounds like fun, but yeah. It definitely wouldn't be. I don't know if it would be on my bucket list today.
Like if it was free, you would do it. But like, you're not sure if you'd pay for it.
I would definitely wouldn't pay for all 5 of us to do it.
True.
Maybe if I was alone.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I got nothing to do. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Transatlantic cruise. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. That was some mighty bucket.
This hurts my feelings a little bit doing this show.
All right, the last one was for me, and I said I want to visit a spa at Walt Disney World. Specifically, I wanted to visit the Senses Spa at the Grand Floridian, which I think I still want to do. I think that I always look at the price list and I go, ugh, that's a lot. Or, you know, half the fun of planning your trip is getting your nails and stuff done while you're home.
I think it would be cool if you took the girls to do that.
It's really expensive.
And then I'll go on the Starlight Safari tour by myself.
Yeah, maybe. But here's the thing. If you know you're going to do a spa at the Grand Floridian, like a pedicure or whatever, right? You're going to go with, I don't know, like, no one ever wants to leave for their vacation feeling frumpy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, oh, I don't know how I would like that. Like the half the fun of...
Do it the first day.
First day we get there?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Have you ever seen people on an airline?
Yeah, I have. They're frumpy.
Everybody's kind of frumpy. That's the way you go now.
Well, that was our 2016 bucket list, which wow. I think was really funny and fun to hear how we've changed. And
it's not really that fun for me.
I think the only thing on the bucket list that we really did was Disneyland. Well, a cruise, but it wasn't a transatlantic.
Yeah, but you know what? We did a cruise and we flew a whole lot more.
That was a big step for us.
It was.
I don't think you guys really understand how much of a step that was for us. Like, we started a podcast about traveling to Walt Disney World, but we definitely did not like flying. So it was really challenging.
It's weird because I look at it now and I think to myself, you know, if I had, like, driving seems so long now compared to flying. I'm like, why did we drive and waste all those days just driving there? Just get on a plane and just go.
And just be there already, right?
It's not that much cheaper to drive nowadays.
Right, that's true too. Well, that was our episode way back, our recap. We did a things that we're looking forward to in 2020, which I think is funny to share real quick.
Let's do it.
It was ride the gondolas. And I love how I said I was nervous about being over the water, but that I wanted to see your reaction. I wanted to live stream it because I feel like your reaction was going to be intense, and it ended up being the opposite.
Yeah, you were pretty freaked out and I was okay.
It was funny.
I like the gondolas. I don't love them. I'm still a little nervous going on them.
Yeah,
I do like that you can go in alone.
Yeah,
like I would, if they made me go in the gondolas with another family, I would hate it.
Yeah,
hate.
Well, that it has happened.
I'm not doing it then. Mm-hmm. I would be like, if they're like, okay, if there's a gondola and there's like a family in there already and they're like, okay, here's next. Your gondola. I'm like, nope, I'll walk.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I don't want to be like being stuck in that.
You called it a box. You said I'm a little concerned about being in a box for a long period of time.
Yes. Like we've been on it now. Mm. And if it was just our family and we did happen to get stuck on it, no big deal.
Right.
You know, it's pretty airy. It's pretty spacious for our 5.
Yeah.
If there's another family in it, though, and you're stuck on it, super awkward.
Right.
Not doing it.
You said, I'm looking forward to Galaxy's Edge, and just seeing Hollywood Studios since we haven't been there in a while. I just want to be back in that park and seeing everything again along with Toy Story.
By the way,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I didn't have a great time.
Yeah, because it was raining out and you were miserable.
I had a bad day at Hollywood Studios that until we ate at the Sci-Fi Dining Theater.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You had a bad day. Me and the girls had an amazing day.
That's good. I'm glad that you guys had fun.
Sorry.
Like, well, I'm glad I didn't ruin your time.
It was exactly what you say about me. Mm-hmm. You were in a bad mood and I took the girls and we were in the best mood and we just ditched you.
And it's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm so glad looking back now that, like, I got over it eventually.
Totally.
But I'm glad I didn't ruin your time because that could have happened.
I'm glad you didn't try to catch up to us. You let us ditch you.
I turn around, I turn my back and everyone's gone.
Yeah, and we were like totally okay with it for a couple hours. We're like, you know what? Cranky Pants over there is not going to let us have a good day. Let's just tell her. We pulled the old, hey, what's that over there?
Yeah.
You looked and we ran.
Yeah. It was a good idea on your part.
And listen, we had a good day. Yeah. And then after a few hours,
I highly recommend if that happens to your family, you guys should do that.
Listen, don't be afraid to ditch someone in your family if they're bringing you down.
Yeah. Just no minors. Just, you know, make sure they're adults.
Yeah. Like, listen, sometimes if the minors are bringing you down.
Got to reconsider.
Yeah, maybe it's time to move on.
Next one was you were just looking forward to getting there, that you were looking forward to sunshine and humidity. And also what I thought was funny was that you said, you know, it's been a while since we've been there. It was only like 4 or 5 months. And you said it feels like a year and a half, which I find so hilarious because right now it is going to be like a year before we get back.
We went to Disneyland the last week of February. Yeah. That was our last trip. It's August now and it feels like it's been 4 years. It feels like 2016 was our last trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what
I know. I'm saying that it sounds weird because we get to go a lot and not a lot of people do, but
I know.
For us, it's a long time.
Yeah. And then I said, the last thing I said was I was looking forward to Epcot for Space 2020, which was supposed to open winter 2020, but it didn't happen. So they're still holding out on that.
Listen, a lot of things were supposed to happen in 2020 that didn't happen in 2020.
Yeah.
I am always looking forward to sunshine and humidity, though, even now.
Always. Yeah. 100%.
It can never be too humid for me.
It literally, I am. Here in New England right now, it's summertime, and literally the weather affects like everything. I have like if it's gonna be a sunny, hot day, ugh, I don't even know. Like I get so angry if I have to work.
I know, right? It's like I push every appointment off when it's sunny out.
Yeah, anything I can do.
Excuse me, can we push our meeting off till Monday? Yeah, sure. What happened? It's just sunny out. I don't want to sit inside for an hour. I can't.
That's it.
It's gonna be dark and cloudy for the next 9 months.
That's it. That's right. So that was it. We, you know, I think have a great bucket list that we can, it's like a goal, right? Goal list. But I think that now more than ever, it kind of makes you kind of realize what is the most important thing to do. And I think reading my bucket list, a lot has to do with the kids.
Like, I think you should do a bucket list and not, I think what the mistake some people make is they make a bucket list and they try to do everything on that bucket list the next trip.
No, yeah, I don't want to make it seem like that. Like,
which we didn't though.
Well,
we didn't do a whole lot on our bucket list. There's still a lot of things in that bucket.
That's true.
You know, you maybe pick one or two that you are able to do and do that, enjoy it.
And that's the fun of it too, right? And it's planning future trips and trying to budget out what you can do and itemize what's like the most important thing on that specific trip.
Listen.
But there's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes those things in the bucket are better anticipation than the actual doing of it.
That is also true. Yes. You know? Yeah.
So enjoy the anticipation and the planning of it.
It's helping me. And again, reading history on Walt Disney too helps. So there's going to be a lot of that coming soon, future episodes, more about Walt Disney, because I think that really has been helpful for us. And I think it might help you if you're not planning on traveling anytime soon. It can give you a much needed escape.
Right. Thank you so much for that, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate that. If you can follow us on Instagram at Unlocking the Magic Podcast. Also, join us in Patreon. And like I said, our bucket lists are big. So if you want to sponsor the podcast.
Help us out.
Yeah. Listen, Patreon, buy us a coffee, sponsor the podcast. That'd be great. You can email us info@unlockingthemagic.com. We'll take all the show notes over at our website too, unlockingthemagic.com.
And share your bucket list. I want to do another post about talking about sharing your bucket list and what really is something that you want to try to plan, whether it's your next trip or someday down the future, down the line. I know that our friends on Patreon, like I said, Brittany was the one that came up with the idea of the show, and everyone kind of chimed in about what they were looking forward to. One in particular, Kate, said she wants to go to an opening of a ride. She'd love to do the new Princess and Frog ride that's replacing Splash Mountain. There's so many comments, and it was really fun to see. Like Chelsea said, current bucket list, food and wine. Let's take an Animal Kingdom behind the scenes tour. Cool to see also what they have crossed off their list. To see. It's fun.
That is pretty interesting. Yeah. That's in Patreon?
Yep.
Yeah, we hang out a lot in our Patreon group.
But maybe we could do a post like that on our regular page too, and people can chime in.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And
we'll see you next time.
Right.
See ya.